This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Well, it is another lovely day here in San Diego, and finally we get a little bit out of that May gray. So now we're in June, and supposedly there's a whole June gloom thingy, but I don't know. I kind of like the start to the month here. So welcome to Reinvention Radio, Mary Goulet. How you doing, Mary Goulet?
Doing well.
Rich Otey, hanging out here.
Awesome.
What's in the house? What's up, Wade? How you doing, man?
Good.
And I'm Harambe. Just call me Harambe.
Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
That's so sad.
How do you pronounce that even?
Harambe.
Harambe.
Something like that.
So I don't quite get it, but first and foremost, how does the kid get into the gorilla pit? Like, what happened here exactly?
I don't know. He climbed. Where was mom and dad?
Yeah.
How old was the boy? 3 or 4?
3, I believe.
I didn't take my hands off of my kids, you know, let alone my eyes off of them.
Don't they have those leash
that
things?
Age?
They have those leash things, right? Where, like, you like, leash up or collar up your kids. Like, oh, that's cruel. No, you know what's cruel? When your damn kid falls in the gorilla pit because you didn't have the leash thingy
on. Now they need
on.
That okay, so GPS thing I was talking about, remember?
Or then there's that.
What was it again?
Well, you know where he is. You're seeing him in the water.
Yeah.
But where's the tranquilizer gun? Why'd they have to shoot him?
Well, here's the thing, right? So there's a lot of talk about this. And interestingly enough, I didn't know this, but I didn't know these gorillas were rare. Like, since they're endangered, who knew such things? I mean, don't gorillas reproduce, like, on a pretty consistent basis? Like, you see the monkeys with their red things jumping around the zoo all the time, and aren't they, like, making baby monkeys? I mean, like, there's 100.
He's a big mofo.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Yeah. Is like, so
I think girls are scared.
It's the brand or whatever. I don't know.
So basically, they had a couple of experts come in here and they started talking about this thing. And Amy Parrish evidently is one of these gorilla experts. And I don't know exactly if I want to be an expert with wild animals because there's either two choices. You're either an expert with wild animals.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead.
And you could be one and then switch to the other.
Remember the stingray?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, what was his name? Steve Austin or Steve Miller or Steve...
Corbin.
Oh, the croc?
Steve Corbin.
Yeah, something like that.
Or, I don't know, whatever it was. But, yeah, I don't know. There was a comedian, actually, who had a pretty funny thing about that. Who was like, there was a meeting of the animals. And they were like, you know, what are we going to do with this, you know, this guy? Steve Corwin. That's it?
Yeah. Carwin,
I don't know, whatever it is. And like, all the animals are like, yeah, I'll do it. And the stingray's just kind of, like, all silent in the back, just kind of hanging out. And he's like, I'll handle it.
Yeah, right?
And just, like, you know, one thing and go on.
He won't think of me.
But she said, so this Amy Parrish, she was talking about how basically she studies these bonobos, I guess is what they're called. Isn't that a clothing line? Like, who decided that?
Yeah.
So a bonobo is a monkey. And someone decided it was a good idea to name a clothing line after the monkey, and no one has said anything about this. And like, but there's other things people will talk about. Like in North Carolina, there's this one house on Airbnb now that you can't rent because evidently some people went there and there was like a Confederate flag or something up in the house, and they were a mixed race couple. And I don't know, but it's funny how like certain things you can get away with. Naming a clothing line after monkeys. I don't know, but evidently that seems to pass.
Can't name a football team after American Indians.
Well, they're not going to give up any ground on that at all. They're like, you know what? Are the Indians going to come and tell us otherwise? So, you know, we kind of won that battle. But so this Amy, whatever her name is, was saying that it's very, very, very rare and extremely unlikely that. And by the way, do you know the kid's name?
No.
Isaiah.
Oh.
The kid's name is Isaiah. Did you see the footage?
Yeah,
a little bit where he's dragging him around the water.
So that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
But at the same token, if you watch it closely enough, you can see that the kid is just, he's just kind of swimming. You know, he's just kind of doing the breaststroke. He's just being dragged through. He's like, okay, fine. That's what, heads up. No, you know, it's not like he was ever underwater. I mean, he was probably scared to death. But reality is he moved that boy sort of more out of the way of harm. I mean, because this gorilla, whatever, Harambe, basically was trying to protect the child.
Yeah, it seemed like he was getting more upset with the people yelling than anything.
Well, and that's why he dragged the child away from all of this attention. Because trying to protect the child is in the natural instincts. And basically, what this Amy woman was saying is that a gorilla, especially, how big is that gorilla, by the way? I mean, that gorilla is like 20.
Huge.
I mean, like, how many pounds? Do we know?
And their strength, there's a whole other level of strength, too, that we can barely even comprehend.
Well, let me just put it this way. Yeah. A chimpanzee, right, is 3 foot tall, 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Could rip a man apart.
A chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee is that much stronger that it could literally rip your arm out of its socket, you know, if it wanted to or
that's,
whatever.
That's
so
insane.
Now scale that to a gorilla.
And this is a big boy. This is a big boy. But what she was saying is that she doesn't believe that a gorilla of that size would see a small human child as a threat, like in any way, shape, or form. And so the question is, and you asked this question of, you know, where was the tranquilizer gun? Why not just
subdue the
gorilla? And I think that's a legitimate question.
Like, even if it takes three darts.
The reasoning that I heard a little bit about this, it's the risk of the time. Sedation isn't instantaneous. So what we always have to think about is this. What if the kid got killed? What would the public reaction have been if the kid got killed?
Right. And they're like, oh, you only sedated him. Why didn't you?
Yeah.
It sucks either way, bottom
line. Oh, yeah, it sucks either way, but that's what they have to face is, what if the kid had gotten killed?
Okay, so Kelly said
all the backlash of that.
450 pounds and sedation would have taken too long. I had that kind of in the back of my mind. How long does it take to...
But taking too long to do what, right? I mean, like, just...
Maybe the question is, when the state of mind changes during the sedation, maybe the monkey for a second doesn't protect him.
And where were the other monkeys?
I don't know. I don't know. There's some sort of like the head...
The zookeeper's in a no-win situation.
Yeah, it's of course.
This horrible situation's happening right now, and no matter what happens, I'm being blamed. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to outrage the public more? A little kid gets killed by gorilla, or gorilla gets killed protecting a little kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go any further than that. He's in a screwy situation. Where's he going to go?
So do you know how many, like historically, do you know how many incidents or stories there are of gorillas attacking human children? Any idea? Like, over all the centuries since they started doing record keeping, any idea? Guesses. How many stories of gorillas attacking human children?
A handful, if that.
Two.
What do you think?
Not much at all.
Zero!
Yeah.
Oh.
Zero. So this is what this woman is saying is like, look, yeah, it was scary, but...
It's not lions and tigers and bears.
It's not. Well, it's lions, tigers, but
no, lions, tigers, and bears will kill your kid.
Is that true?
Oh no!
Don't they? Seriously, a bear?
I was just going.
Did you see Tarzan? You saw Tarzan,
Rich,
right?
Set me straight.
Well, it's called carnivore versus omnivore.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that you're right. I mean, it's a no-win situation. I mean, I certainly agree with that 100%. But at the same token, I think that they could have done something probably a little bit different.
Well, I'd imagine standard operating procedures are going to change somewhere
because
no matter what.
Because at this point, and what they have to really figure out, I think, in my mind, is like, how did that damn kid get in there?
Well,
that's what scares the hell out of me. How did the kid get in there to begin with, especially if he is there with his family?
Well, and that's why they're saying they're going after the parents, possibly for negligence, because it's been that same wall for 30 years.
So if there's only, I think I said there's only 150 of these, what are they called? Lowland something gorillas. Western lowland gorillas. There's only 150 males living in U.S. zoos right now that are of that particular species. Sure. What's the value? So what's the value of that gorilla? I mean, it's got to be millions of dollars, right? I mean, like, seriously, how do you, and do you, you've got to buy those animals to put them in the zoo, right? I mean,
because they're indigenous to Africa.
So somebody's paying for that animal to get there.
I think I know a couple of parents that probably should be on gorilla cage cleaning duty for about 20 years.
So that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, isn't that like kind of the basis for a civil suit against the parents? Because ultimately, there is a real, there's a price tag to that. Because if this Harambee or whatever its name is reproducing, then every one of those offspring has a certain value, and now you can't do it. So somebody, I think somebody's going to get sued. That's my take on it.
It's probably going to go both ways.
Yeah. You think they're going to sue the zoo too?
I think it'll be both. I don't think.
We live in America, yeah, the land of love. So
they're just like looking for something, water to slip on.
Well, the only one who's got opportunity on this one are the lawyers, right?
I mean, that's why it's going to go both ways.
But that wall has been there for 30 years.
Well, and just human stupidity. There's a YouTube video, and I don't remember if it's a bear, a panda bear, or like some kind of lion tiger. And I think it's over in China, and this lady's trying to pet it. Right,
so trying to pipe the lion.
Oh yeah, whatever, and it might have been a panda. But you know, here's this big wall, right? She's leaning over that, leaning through the bars, and the animal grabs her arm and starts like trying to drag her into the cage, and she's freaking out. Why is this animal doing this to me? It's like,
yeah,
what the hell, people?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what do they call that? It's Darwin's. Isn't that like a
Darwin Award?
Yeah, it's like, you know, those people deserve to die. I mean, like realistically, if you're going to go in there and you're going to, and that's what I'm saying. It's like a, you know, it's a fine line between being an animal expert and being dead. It's one of those. I think it's really got to be one or the other. But all I got to say is that I think we should have a moment of silence for Harambee. You ready?
Ready.
And the music is playing. Damn. All right. Well, there we go. All right. So we will be. Yeah, it's in our heart. Exactly. All right. Thanks for joining us here on The Rant on Reinvention Radio. See you next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.